Yeah, look, you set out to try and do your best and ideally win all the competitions, and the 50 over competition will come up well short, which is disappointing. And you've got to move on. That's, as I say, that's all you can do. Our last hope went the other night, didn't it? It was a good game of cricket, but we felt we should have been able to chase that down as a couple of soft dismissals early doors, and that game gets away from us, and like the whole competition has. But as I say, all you can do is move on and dust yourself down and go to the next game.
And move on we do to Lords on Friday, a big game in the Championship. What are your thoughts looking ahead to that game?
So obviously they're all big games now. Sure, we show enough resilience. We weren't resilient enough as a batting unit at Horsham. The score that the opposition got put us under a lot of pressure, but we didn't show enough resilience to counteract that. Overall, all season, the camp's been good. There's been a couple of times where we felt a bit sorry for ourselves, especially as a batting unit, and that's what can't happen, because that's when you let situations slip or games slip away. So we have to make sure we show enough resilience to withstand whatever Middlesex throw at us, and we know they're a team who think they've got an outside chance in the Championship, so they're going to be going at us hard, but we've got our own cause to fight for.
Does that put extra responsibility on the experienced players in the side, Mark?
I think it always does. I think you always look to your big players to step up under times of pressure, because that's why they are the more experienced players and been around the game longer. So yes, you do, you look for your experienced players. Form's a funny thing and confidence is a funny thing, and you know, self-doubt is the worst enemy of any sportsman. And so sometimes you can have a youngster who's feeling confident, like sort of Matt Machen, who's flying at the moment, feeling good, and you can have a senior player who's got a little bit of self-doubt. It's interesting speaking to George Bailey the other day, because obviously you haven't got his score, and no matter how old you are, and that's a bloke who captained his country only, 6 months ago. You know, you're trying to... He is mentally, because he was hitting the ball well, he just kept going out for 20s, and wasn't going on, which obviously he knows is not good enough. But you want to give him the belief and the confidence that he's close to getting the score that makes a difference, and lucky enough, the next day he did, so that was fantastic for him. And it'd be the same to some of the other players, to try and give them the belief, the confidence, and to try and make sure things are very, very simple in their minds, and they're focusing on the only things that ever matter, which is the ball.
The problem all season has been the bowling attack in terms of the injuries. Where do we stand with Lords just a couple of days away, Mark?
Well, we've got five out. Ollie's couldn't play today. He's had a tight hamstring did it against Hampshire, actually, 20 minutes before, after the toss. So missed the Nottinghamshire 50 over game, played the last one, but tweaked it slightly. So we're hoping he'll be okay, but we're going to have to make sure he is. Hopton's carried a bit of an ankle, but we're hoping he'll be okay. So he bowled some overs in the second team game yesterday. All the other injuries haven't cleared up yet. We were hoping Jordan would be fit, but England made him have an injection in his back because he had some stiffness there. So he won't be able to play. He might be able to play in the academy game on Sunday as part of his rehabilitation back to full fitness.
So really, apart from McGoffin, the old war horse, pretty much everyone else has got knocks at once or another.
Yeah, as I say, we're hoping and we're expecting Hobden and Ollie to be okay. Obviously Ollie's an important bowler as well. You don't want him to be able to go and bowl his overs, and not, especially because we're probably only going to play a three-man seam attack. You want him to be able to stand up and bowl his overs as well. Saeed has had a knee injury, which has kept him out of last week, so was cricket. But again, we've protected him in this second team game, and we're hoping he'll be fit to take a part if selected. Lids is all well in terms of consistency wise, a lot better this year and in recent times as well. So obviously got the option of playing Lids as well if you wanted to change one of the three seamers or maybe even play four.
Just coming back to Chris Jordan, you're saying England made him have an injection. Is that something you're unhappy about, Mark?
No, or is that... he's essentially a contracted player. It's their choice to make. Ideally, from my point of view, he would have played with... Look, he had the stiff back in the ODI series and he felt he could manage it. But, so England want him fully fit, because obviously they've got... one day internationals coming up against Australia and running fully fit to be up for selection for that, and the salary is paid by England, essentially contracted, so I'm selfishly disappointed, but they are doing as I would be doing if he was my player, doing what is best for us.
Final question.
So no, I wasn't disappointed, was I?
Thank you. Final question. Everyone looking forward to next Wednesday, the quarter final. How difficult is it to get people to focus on what's coming up in the Championship, Mark?
I don't know, really. I think the nature of our game is you haven't got enough. Yeah, I'll give you a ring, mate.
Okay.
Sorry.
Games come quite thick and fast, so I don't think you've got enough time to draw any attention to the Northampton. You know, you think about the wicket, what wicket you're going to play on, but you know, the games have come thick and fast, day-night game, etc. It's a big game at Lord's. We'll meet there tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and we'll have a good chat, and we'll try and put plans in place that gives us the best chance of winning. That's the only game that we're really thinking about, because it's the next one, it's always the case. So I don't expect it to be a distraction for people like Tom Mills, who's actually struggling a little bit with his knee and an ankle at second. That's the only game he's got to focus on. It'll be it. After the day, it's the only game he's got to focus on is being fit for that one. So, you know, they can be fully occupied. Everybody else who's at Lords, that's the big game.
That was going to be my last question. I'm asking one more. I was looking at the lads out here playing football in the teeming rain. That seemed to be a good spirit amongst the players, though, Mark. That must be really encouraging.
Well, I think, first of all, you feel sorry for the supporters. You've got fantastic supporters. I know they're cheesed off. They're used to us winning, they're not being winning. And I know that causes them anxiety. Same with the players, the same with myself. You know, we want to win. We hurt when we don't. We don't sleep when we go home, when we don't. And you're thinking, every single one of us is thinking, what can you do better to make it, to change things? And it's the same for the players. But the mood amongst the players all season has been really good. Look, the bottom line is, as I said, we played a game the other night. We have only three fit seamers, and one was from Somerset. So that's one thing we can't change. We can't use that as an excuse, but it is a fact. That's where I say we can't have the batters feeling sorry for themselves, because they sometimes feel a bit under pressure, because when they're clubbed with the scores that are on the board, they've got to show enough resilience to manage that, and that's the bit that, you know, we'll be asking for, demanding for the Lord's game. But all players, all you ever can do is do your best, be it from a coach, a player, and that's what our supporters will expect. Sometimes watching will shine on you and sometimes it won't, but all you can do, you've got to do, is fight, show that resilience and show the right type of preparation, and then, as Mushy would say, the rest is up to Alan.
And do you not sleep sometimes?
Well, of course you do, you care passionately, as I say. You go home thinking, what can you do differently? I go home hoping Chris Jordan's back's going to be okay and he doesn't have to have an injection last Monday. You know, you go home hoping and waiting for the phone call to say Jimmy Henry's ankle's a bit better than me. You try to think about how you can influence things for the better. But, you know, when 11 blokes go out on the pitch, it's up to them, bottom line, isn't it? And we've been dealt with some cool cards, and it's the key bit is, as a team we stick together, as a squad we stick together, and obviously as a county we stick together.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pretty good of you.